Now your comments. Sally Bright of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, wrote in after our story about Wheeler Lipes. He was the Navy pharmacist mate who performed an emergency appendectomy aboard a submarine in enemy waters during World War II. Lipes was finally honored by the Navy last weekend. Ms. Bright wrote to say that her father, an accountant, was also a Navy pharmacist mate in World War II and also performed an emergency appendectomy at sea. Ms. Bright writes of him, he treated the act as something curious rather than something heroic. He was the purser for the ship and had been exposed to only rudimentary medical training before going to sea. He never got a single veteran's benefit except a flag at his funeral. Kimberly Decker of Burlingame, California, emailed us after yesterday's profile of designer Eva Zeisel. She wrote, "Can you believe this remarkable woman? Everything she's witnessed, everything she's suffered, everything she's accomplished in her near century, and yet her whisper is still as sharp as a whip and as modest as a mouse. Forget about being so lucid and active when I'm her age. I only wish I had her wisdom and clear-eyed powers of appraisal now." If you'd like to share your thoughts, please send your emails to watc@npr.org. Remember to tell us where you live, include your phone number, and how to pronounce your name.